Everything else is crap, and it's not even local crap. Rick Emerson is live and local. Weekdays from 9 till noon, Max 910. Talk radio for guys.
All right, it's 503-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100. You can also email if you like it. Rick@rickemerson.com. Hold on, I'm taking the pause that refreshes here. We've got an update on Gary Owens and his state of life. Just one moment here. Wow.
Ah, there you go.
You all right there, coffee man?
That's what I'm talking about. Well, I was feeling all lagging. My energy was depleted. And I couldn't, it's like, you know what that is? That's sort of my energy on cue is what that is.
Right, right.
So forth. It's my dilithium, it's my beryllium crystal, or whatever the hell that thing is from Galaxy Quest. It's my beryllium sphere.
That's a dork.
Yes.
We have a beryllium sphere for your spacecraft.
That's unnerving.
I gotta quit doing it.
Mom.
You did the impression you did the other day.
Of what?
Of the guy, of our favorite alien guy, saying, welcome to... You had some speech that you did by him.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
From Galaxy Quest, is that what you were doing? Who am I? Am I talking to you?
Yeah, but I don't know what you're talking about. I was just doing the Galaxy Quest guy.
I know, but you had a different thing that you said that was dead on the other day.
Oh, we have seen the historical documents.
There you go.
They are the basis for our whole civilization.
That?
Yes.
Yeah.
That.
Well, I am a man of many talents. All right, 503-535-9100. We'll get to the phones here in a second. 503-535-9100. All right, it's time to do making a scene. Here's what the deal, or as the kids say, the yo that is Dilly. It's 503-535-9100. Yeah, you can get on the air, and you can replicate a scene or a large part of a scene from film by yourself. Here's what you get. You'll score an Easter brunch buffet in the Heritage Ballroom at the Governor Hotel, courtesy of Jake's Catering. It's a $75 value this Sunday. It happens from 10 to 4. Heritage Ballroom, Governor Hotel, courtesy of Jake's Catering, brunch for 4. And the number is 503-535-9100. 503-535-9100. So we'll start in just a moment with Steve. I gotta get just a couple of these things read, and then we'll talk to Steve. Then we'll break, and we'll talk to these guys about Saints and Soldiers, which opens at a theater near you today. I swear to God, the headline reads, Jolie is sexiest woman in world. FHM magazine has named Angelina Jolie as the sexiest woman in the world. She embodies everything that our readers find incredibly sexy, said the mag's editor-in-chief, Scott Gremling. Not only is she stunning, she's intelligent, outspoken, and... Who are they talking about? Passionate. Is this because she's always hanging out with poor brown children? Is that what this is all about?
She's always traveling to struggling countries.
Standing next to some kid in a mud hole somewhere.
Donating money, adopting children here and there.
So's Michael Jackson. He's not the most beautiful person in the world. An estimated 15 million readers took part in the poll. That's obviously a made-up statistic. Following Jolie in the sexiness department, Jennifer Garner, Paris Hilton, that's how you know this is wrong.
Yeah.
Charlize Theron, who really is like the most attractive woman who's ever lived. And like,
and Storm Large looks exactly like her.
It's true.
She does.
You see Charlize Theron sometimes. It's like, what's her name? It's like Angela Chase, I think, said on My So-Called Life once about people. She said about Jordan Catalano that he was so good looking it hurt to look at him.
Mm-hmm.
That's Charlize Theron. You look at Charlize Theron, she is so hot it is painful to look at her.
Believe me, just quoted My So-Called Life.
You want to go?
Let's go right now.
Are you making fun of me?
You want to go right
life?
Now?
Let's go right
you
now.
You want to throw down?
Come on, Gilmore Girls, man. Let's go. I'm ready.
Are roll. You going to talk about Jordan Catalano on, like that,
roll,
Rick?
Roll up, bitch. Come on.
Let's go. Come on. Behind the 7-Eleven. 3:30, punk.
Halle Berry. You and me are going to fight at 3:30. And there's nothing you can do about it. Who am I? No. Buddy Revelle from 3 O'Clock High.
Them's fighting words.
Alyssa Milano, Terry Hatcher, Pam Anderson, Scarlett Johansson, whatever.
Pam Anderson.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think other women think that Pamela Anderson's attractive.
You know what? Guys Nobody don't think Pam Anderson. I mean, look, nasty. I'd hit it. Don't get me wrong.
Don't get me wrong.
You know what?
What is wrong with you?
Rick, you
but
know
then
what?
Again, but then, really, I'd hit anything. Rick, let's be honest. Kyle, you'd hit anything.
Hit
Definitely.
Anything? Are you trying to? Is that your new lingo? What are you trying to say?
I'm that guy from Boiler Room. I'm Nikki Cat.
No, but would you hit it and like it? That's the question.
Well, whatever. For a few seconds, I suppose.
Would you hit it and quit?
No, hit it and quit it.
Yeah.
No, remember there's that great moment in Boiler Room when Nikki Katz talking to the secretary. He's dating Giovanna Ribisi, and she's talking about how she's hooked up with him. And the guy's like, baby, was that why I'm not hitting it anymore? And she's like, oh, baby, you were never hitting it.
That's
anyway, but I mean, I just don't think Pam Anderson's.
Let me just say, I wouldn't looking. Even touch Pamela Anderson.
It's like
no...
a super fun site. You don't want to put any of your junk in there.
Hell no.
Comedian Vicky Lawrence is 56 today. Quentin Tarantino is 42 tomorrow.
42, my man, Q.
But most importantly, Bonnie Bedelia, who played John McClane's wife,
yes.
Holly McClane.
And Sarah, who is John McClane?
What?
Never mind. She's playing with a Pez dispenser. Bonnie Bedelia.
It's a little fuzzy donkey. And it has a bandana.
This show doesn't make any goddamn sense today at all. Screw it. I'm not even going to read the rest of this news.
Did you say Don McLean?
John McClane.
That's when Hans Gruber takes a
folk singer.
When Hans Gruber takes a folk singer's convention hostage. Mr. Don McClane. Folk singer.
Now I have
the guy from Die Hard.
One hit wonder.
Now I have a guitar.
All right.
Yes, yeah, Sarah, the guy
all right.
from Die
oh,
Hard.
Okay.
Let's all stop talking for 5 seconds.
Oh.
You can't even be quiet for 5 seconds. I gotta hit your Pez dispenser against the microphone. This is exactly the kind of show that's gonna that is gonna like
you know be, corporate's listening.
It's,
right
it's exactly
you know,
the kind of show. No, hold on. Now every once in a while, without telling us, the corporate guys listen to the show on speakerphone in Seattle. They claim that now they'll never tell us that they do, but I know that they do it. The consultant will sit around a table and they will listen to the show on speakerphone like once a month, and I know it's happening today. All right, it's time for another installment of Making a Scene. Your chance to win Easter brunch for four, courtesy of Jake's Catering. That is, of course, on Sunday, Easter Sunday.
Man.
So if you can create or recreate all or part of a scene, you get the Easter brunch for four in the Heritage Ballroom, the Governor Hotel, courtesy of Jake's Catering, happening this Sunday, 10 to 4. Steve, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up, brother?
Hey, man.
How can I help you today?
Hey. Listen, strange women lying in palms distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony. You can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some moistened pink mob to scimitar at me.
All right, little Holy Grail there.
I missed one, but
that's okay, man. That was fantastic.
Little Monty Python on the Holy Grail right there. Congratulations.
Well, very nice, man.
Movie ever recorded.
I like to call that movie owned right there. That's what that is.
Of course we do.
All right, there you go. Thank you, sir. Okay, Steve, I'm going to put you on hold. A little information there for me. Boy, he didn't even preface the movie.
Jumped right into it.
He just went right into it.
And all the geeks knew exactly what it was the second word into it.
And you know what? Thank God that he did not come on and do this stupid, you know, we have a night to say Nick. You know, that's the thing that...
I killed
him. The next guy who says that is going to get a nail right through one of the eyes. Jesse, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. How can I help you today?
Hey, looking to win tickets.
All right.
Or the whole movie.
Looking to win tickets.
Deal.
Do you
tickets.
Just say that?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm working. I'm an idiot.
Do you just call a lot of radio stations and now you say that reflexively? I'd like to win the CD. Don't. All right.
Yeah, is there a T-shirt you can throw in with that, too? Yeah.
How about a bumper sticker?
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great. No, actually, the part when Robin Williams comes into the radio show on Good Morning Vietnam.
Fine. Okay.
Go ahead.
Fine.
Yeah, go.
Fine.
Sure.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Oh, got it.
Hey, this is not a death, this is rock and roll! Time to rock it from the Delta to the ZMZ! Is that me or does that sound like an Elvis Presley movie? Viva Danang! Oh, viva Danang! Danang mate, Danang mound! Get a rope and hang me! Hey, is it a little too early to be that loud? Hey, it's too late! It's 0600, but the O stands for... Oh my God, it's early! Speaking of early... Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Picture a man going on a journey beyond sight and sound. He's left Crete. He's entered the Demilitarized Zone. What is the Demilitarized Zone? It sounds like something out of the Wizard of Oz. Oh, no, don't go in there. Ho Chi Minh. Oh, look, you've landed in Saigon. You're among the little people now. We represent the Arvan Army, the Arvan Army. Oh, no, follow the Ho Chi Minh Trail. Follow the
Okay, please stop. Please.
Thank you.
Please. Please stop. Please. I beg of you. Okay.
You got to give the guy credit. That was good.
Yes. Okay. Okay. We'll give you the damn brunch.
At least it wasn't from Pat Adams or something.
Stop. All right, Jesse, thank you. Hold on a second, Jesse. We'll put
you in. I hated that movie.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you so much. If I never hear that good morning, we're talking about Patch Adams. Oh, well, I hate everything with Robin Williams. Everything that's not Dead Poets Society.
No, what about that movie he was in where he's dead and his wife's dead? And...
Oh, and then Cuba Gooding Jr. is his child?
What Dreams May Come?
That's a terrible film.
That movie scared me.
All right, okay.
And I met this girl in London.
But you fell asleep during Die Hard.
No, I met this girl in London. You know the Sea of Hands that they're going in when he goes down to hell? Her dad owns that. He has it, like, up on his wall. Isn't that messed up?
Yeah. It was a cool-looking film. It had that kind of... The whole thing looked like a Monet painting.
Yeah, it was a very cool-looking film.
Yeah, all right.
What about Hook?
Yeah, what about Hook? What about Popeye? Why did anybody quote Popeye? All right, Jeff, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
Well, it's a well known fact, Sonny Jim. That's our secret society. My five wealthiest people in the world, known as the Pentaverate, who run everything in the world, including these two newspapers. I got nothing.
Good effort.
You tried to do this before, too, didn't you?
Yeah, this is your second attempt at doing So I Married an Axe Murderer, isn't it?
We'll give him a Sin City poster.
Can I go back to, my cousin Walter got a.
No. All right, there you go. We'll put you on hold. Jeff, you'll get a poster.
There we go. Give him a Sin City poster.
Jeff, you'll get a Jessica Alba poster. Don't go anywhere.
What's wrong with that?
That's like that guy's second or third attempt at doing that film in this segment.
I know, every time I see So I Married an Expert, it's like, oh, here he goes again.
How many have we given away? Two?
How many, Kyle?
Have we given away two? We've given away two. Okay, so we got two more, but we got to get these Saints and Soldiers guys in here in a second. So, how should we do this? I'll tell you what, let's break. We'll come back with the guys from Saints and Soldiers, talk to them a little bit, and then maybe during their segment, at the end of their segment, we'll get another one of these guys.
I think they'd like it, probably. They're cool movie guys. Yeah.
We'll break here. We come back. We'll be joined on the Rick Emerson Show by Peter Holden and Larry Begbie from Saints and Soldiers. New movie being very well reviewed. Has a Portland connection. Filmed in Utah. Opens here today, though. We'll talk about that when we get back. Stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show. If you want to participate in making a scene, it's 503-535-9100. You stay there. Back in just a moment. It's 503-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100. Thank you for coming along. And so forth. Yeah, so the point is that Bonnie Bedelia is 57. She was, man, she was in that Heart Like a Wheel, and then she was in Die Hard and Prison.
Heart Like a Wheel? Is that your...
Oh, man, you're asking for a savage beating. What is your problem today? Every time I say something, she's in movie, which is great.
Dude, you quoted My So-Called Life.
I swear to God, I'm going to beat your ass.
You wear a Gilmore Girls hat to poker.
You do?
I'm playing the mental game.
Oh, Rick. Next, you're going to have, like, headphones like Matt.
Wearing my Gilmore Girls hat is part of the psychological advantage. It's sandbagging. That way they don't think they're dealing with, you know what,
you did wear
they don't
the,
think I'm all man.
You did
and
wear
then,
the hat that one night that I took you all out, too, I believe. And I won the big pot.
Okay, you're done talking. You don't, as my grandmother would say, you don't talk so much. You just hush in the corner for a while. I'm just saying,
you wear a Gilmore Girls hat and you quote My So-Called Life.
All right, hey, if you'd like to be a movie critic on the Rick Emerson Show, send your resume or just send your name, 503-535. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. We have talked about this movie, and we actually, Dennis Pitzenberger from the Tribune, he just goes on and on about how excited he is for this film. A movie called Saints and Soldiers, which we have been hearing a lot about. And I know, Scott, you've been very big on this film, despite your otherwise terrible film and television tape today. I want to welcome to the Rick Emerson Show Peter Holden and Larry Bagby from Saints and Soldiers joining us now. How are you guys?
What's happening?
Thank you guys for coming in.
There
are a couple of things. So not only was there the Portland connection, now are one or both of you guys Oregonians?
I'm from Portland. Peter Holden.
Peter Holden's from Oregon, and I've chosen to move here now.
Yes.
Yeah. He's been here for a lot.
I've had a really fun week.
He's been partying for a week, and so he's thinking
about it. You sound kind of like a beaten man, Larry. You know?
Dude, it has been a rough night.
Welcome to Portland, my friend.
Yeah, you're going to find a lot of those in Portland.
And tonight's Friday, so we're just getting started.
There are.
Expensive.
Portland has...
By tomorrow, he'll be miserable.
As we always tell people, and this is a true statistic, the Census Department will tell you this, that Portland actually has, per capita, more... microbrews, porn stores, and coffee shops than any other city in America. So this is the right city.
God bless Portland.
Stay.
And don't forget the strip clubs.
It's up all night with loose women and then sleeping it off the next day, and then that's all it is. And you know, and so it's like the coffee and the beer. It's just a poor man's speedball, and then strippers all the time here. So, well, let's talk a little bit about Saints and Soldiers. Now, first of all, was this...
Speaking of strippers, let's go to war. Those World War II German strippers.
This was filmed in Utah, right? This was a Utah, because it was, and I lived, before I moved here, I lived in Salt Lake City for a few years, and there's a big kind of indie film scene there that a lot of people don't really think of because of the culture there.
Right.
But there is a real thriving film scene there. Park City and all that, but
there's some really good filmmakers that are coming out of there. They're all kind of the same class. Ryan Little, who directed this, Jared's
Napoleon Dynamite.
Napoleon Dynamite's director, that guy.
Jared Hess.
Jared was pulled focus on Saints. He was actually our focus puller on Saints. And they went and did Napoleon like 6 months, and all of us are kicking ourselves for not staying better in contact with Jared.
We saw the short. He's like, this is this cool little thing we're doing. And we're like, that's really cool. That's great. We're going to make our movie now.
Napoleon.
Whatever.
We're
going to make a World War II movie right now.
We're trying to be serious, dude.
The good news is you guys, Saints and Soldiers did beat Napoleon Dynamite out for best... Best film or best? It was in the press kit, actually.
Yeah, you guys won a million awards.
We won 15 best pictures in film festivals around the country, and nominated for the Spirit Award, along with Napoleon.
Let's talk about the actual film. It's a World War II film, and I always try with bands and with films to avoid describing them by comparing them to something else, because I know that artists hate that when you go, your band is just like Aerosmith with a little Dr. Dre,
right?
And maybe some Sinatra. So I'll let you guys, if you guys want to describe it, Peter, Larry, if you guys want to sort of let people know what they can expect when they go to see it, because it does open today, a lot of great positive buzz. What can they expect when they go to see this film?
Let me start.
Go ahead, man.
Basically, Larry. Napoleon Dynamite. With guns. Okay.
That's Peter coming to Die Hard.
I think that movie's called Columbine.
Yes.
It's like we're all offended.
Let's talk about Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, exactly. Saints is about it's based on a series of true stories about during the Battle of the Bulge in World War II, Malmedy massacres is when the Nazis stopped taking prisoners of war. So they massacred like 120 American POWs. This is the story of five of them who escaped, stuck behind enemy lines, basically trying to get back with no food, ammunition, nothing, trying to avoid getting killed.
So it's like Saving Private Ryan meets
the Red Line.
Exactly.
And it was all filmed, what part of Utah did it was this filmed?
Right around Sundance, around the Sundance Ski Resort, Alpine. Right in there.
Which is a thing, and I know that the realism level on this film is supposedly just off the charts. Yeah. I know that you got the vintage equipment, vintage vehicles, uniforms.
We actually had more military hardware than Saving Private Ryan had.
And this is
it was free.
There was a specific kind of vehicle, I forget what it is, but that the Private Ryan was only able to get one of them.
Half tracks.
Am I talking to private collectors? You guys were able to furnish all the vintage.
Luckily, the guy who has the biggest collection in the world happens to live just right outside of Salt Lake. Nice.
Utah's filled with weaponry. And
yes, it is.
People waiting for Jesus to come.
Weapons. Yeah. Exactly.
One thing I was really impressed with the film is it's not a typical Hollywood big-budget film per se, but looking at the film, you would guess it was financed by Fox or one of the big-boy studios. Yeah. I mean, it looked fantastic, and the cinematography was beautiful.
Ryan Little,
great job.
Who directed, also shot it, so literally it was handheld.
Oh, that's awesome.
But he got nominated for a Spirit Award as well. I think that's what makes this so unique, is it's a cool little story. It was done on a low budget, but it looks like a major motion picture.
Can I ask what the budget was on the film?
$3.
Yes. That was Larry's salary. Oh, yeah. $3.
Government cheese.
You got paid? Oh. Peter, you're out. Oregon, out.
Yeah.
Sorry
yeah,
about
I'm
that.
Sorry. That's, yeah. That's okay. No, I just want to...
Is it okay?
Yeah. We have to... Sorry about that. Man, the man is always upon our back. Let's all stop and take a deep breath.
That's the first time I've slept up like that.
Oh, sure.
No, I'm not kidding.
On the live, fool no one.
I, on the radio, I've been really good up until just that moment.
Let's talk about the Mormon Church. Larry, you were in God's Army. I don't know if that was a big part, small part. God's Army, which is, and the reason I bring this up is because it's another film that came out of Utah, and it's another example of why films come from places where people don't necessarily expect it. Because people think L.A., you know, about movies, but they don't. I think, is it technology that lets movies like this? Because the reason I bring up God's Army is it's a movie that I saw. I mean, I'm not LDS, but it's a movie about LDS Mormon missionaries. And it's a really great film, obviously not made on much of a budget, but looks good, is great, and it's really with, you know, technology, I think, has gotten cheap enough where people, as long as they have the writing skills and they can kind of pull together the acting, people are able to make films that are good. Is that what it is? Is it the dollar value to make a film has just dropped?
Well, actually, Peter knows Richard Dutcher fairly yeah. well, who made those films, but I think, I mean, in a lot of ways, he kind of opened up this whole Mormon-making kind of filmmaking stuff, which has allowed a lot of these filmmakers to go and say, okay, we're going to go get independent financing and we can actually make the money back. And so
go ahead. I just think it's the States. I mean, I think the States have figured out there's a lot of money being made from films.
Right.
Films being filmed there. I mean, it's all decentralizing. You got Santa Fe or New Mexico is giving 25% back to filmmakers. You got Louisiana giving 20% back to filmmakers. Tax-free money to go in and film there. So you got... You know, it's all moving out. It doesn't have to be in L.A. anymore. And if you don't have to be in L.A., why are you in L.A.?
We're talking to Peter Holden and Larry Bagby. They're in the Saints and Soldiers, which opens today. Do you know where it's playing at?
Yeah, it's in select Regal Cinemas. I believe it's playing at the Evergreen Parkway, as well as Lloyd Mall and a few others throughout town. But Regal has it.
Beaverton,
yeah, exactly.
And
Oliver.
And Peter, and I know that you've got, just from reading through the press materials, and I'm looking forward to seeing the film, but reading through the press materials, they said that the character you play, that it is sort of this playing your own grandfather.
Yeah. When I read the script, it reminded me of him, and so they let me change the format, the makeup of the character and the name, and let me play him.
And was that weird? Was it a bizarre? I mean,
I thought it was really cool at first because I thought, hey, you know, I get to honor my grandfather, get to know him, that kind of thing. But then I realized I only knew him as a 70-year-old guy. And so trying to kind of put him back to being that 19-year-old kid who went to war was interesting. And
was it just you with a gun going,
get off my lawn! Exactly. That's how it started out. That
popcorn
was the
used to
character.
Be a nickel!
Exactly.
Back in my day, we wore onions all
the time. When is the ice truck coming by?
Exactly.
I'm sorry, that was beneath me. That was cheap humor. I'm better than that. I'm really not. I'm really not better than that. All right, do we have to take a break here? All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about Saints and Soldiers, which opens today at Select Regal Cinemas. Is filmfever.org.
Filmfever.org. We'll have a review up this afternoon, actually.
All right. We're talking with Peter Holden and Larry Bagby from Saints and Soldiers. And when we get back, we'll talk just a little bit, if you can, about the June Johnny Cash film, Larry Bagby, because you're in that. So we'll talk about that. And I think if we have time, we'll fit in one more installment of Making a Scene. So you stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show right here on Max 910. Don't go anywhere.
To the Rick Emerson Show on Max 910, talk radio for guys. Want to call Rick? Call now. 503-535-9100.
Don't call
or 1-877-535-9100. Now back to the show.
There's no reason to call now. We now enter the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. We thank you for coming by. Making a part of your listening day. Don and Mike next. Like us, the three world famous Phil Hendry Show at 7. We're here with Peter Holden and Larry Bagby. What is Peter? What is your middle name here?
Ozzel.
Oh, I'm sorry. We'll get the Ozzel.
Osley.
Osley.
But although I've dropped the Osley now, it's just Peter Holden officially.
The website, by the way, saintsandsoldiers.com. To find out more about the film, it does open today, and then there's going to be a Q&A tonight you guys are doing.
Yeah, at the Lloyd 8, after the 7 o'clock show.
That's the question and the answer.
That's the Lloyd Mall, by the way, the Lloyd 8.
Yeah, right, the one inside the mall, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then afterwards, we're going to go to take over the Doug Fir.
Excellent.
Cool new club in town. But the clubs here are cool.
Yeah, this was...
In the last 3 or 4 years, the clubs in this town have just multiplied and have gotten just really...
It's unbelievable. And that Doug Fir thing is really a cool place.
And the person to ask about that is our producer, Sarah Dillon.
She also has some places to go around.
Queen of Portland Nightlife.
Nice. Indeed.
And then LarryBagby.com is your website as well. Now, you just finished the Johnny Cash picture with it was Joaquin Phoenix, Reese Witherspoon.
That's great.
And you are you playing Johnny Cash's bass player?
Yes, and playing Marshall Grant.
And I know you probably are contractually obligated to say yes, but is the movie good? Is it going to be great?
Yes. Yes, it's going to be actually fantastic, and I have seen it. I wasn't really supposed to, but I went and snuck into a
good
test screening.
All right.
Cool.
I'm excited.
So how does Reese Witherspoon look with dark hair?
Hot.
She looks hot covered with spiders.
I love her. She's so charming.
Yeah.
She gets you.
Yeah. Her
husband gets you. It's weird. I'm still running.
Let's really quick. Do we have time to do this? Do you think if we do it right
now? Yeah, you have like a minute.
All right. Troy, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. Troy, for today's last installment of Making a Scene, we have a $75 Easter brunch buffet at the Heritage Ballroom, Governor Hotel, if you are able to recreate all or part of a film scene by yourself. Troy, you ready? All right, Troy. Make a scene.
All right. Move around the world. When the world drops, must have crushed us. We must get it back. They stole it from us. Sold to little hobbits. Richard, Kirsten, false. No, no. Master, yes, precious. It will hurt you. Shoot you. Why? Master's my friend. You don't have any friends. Nobody loves you. I'm not listening. I'm not listening. You're a liar.
Jesus Christ.
Can you imagine that? Murderer.
I bet he gets so many chicks with that.
Okay, please be done.
Hey, baby,
all right, thank you. I'm not even going to talk to him anymore. Troy, you're on hold. Thank you. There you go.
Can I do one of those?
Do you have?
I have a good one.
Yeah.
Oh,
all
right. It'll
be quick.
How long?
Like less than a half, 30 seconds.
Doc, I have to tell you about your future. Good morning, Doc. On the night.
Fantastic. That is genius.
Thank you.
All right, hey, we gotta have you back, my friend.
I got a good one.
That's one of our favorite features. All right. Peter Holden, Larry Bagby. The website is LarryBagby.com and SaintsandSoldiers.com. Opens tonight, getting very well reviewed. Thank you, guys. You guys got to come back sometime to talk movies.
I would love to.
All right. Great. Scott Dally, FilmFever.org.
Yes, sir.
Rick Emerson Show, produced today and every day by the lovely Sarah X. Dillon from Max 910. You can also hear mornings 6 to 9 a.m. at 94.7 FM. Alternative mornings to Sarah and Greg. Kyle on the phones, Tim Riley in the Max 910 Newsroom. Donna Mike next. Like us, three world-famous Phil Henry Show at 7. As always, we'll see you in 69 hours from now, Monday night at 2. Don't let the bastards ready. Thank you for listening. See y'all on Monday. Be safe. Bye.
Here is the money that I owe you.